even a last-minute change of date. And the threat of a Category 2 hurricane did not interfere with Boston's traditional celebration of the 4th of July. Despite the last-minute decision to move the party up a day, thousands of people crowded the Esplanade as usual to celebrate the country's birthday with the Boston Pops and a host of guest performers. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on all the highlights and the one change in the show.
Before Boston's annual bash of patriotic music and fireworks began, the crowd got a special tease. As it turns out, this was the only time the audience would hear those guns. The Esplanade was packed, as it is every July 4th, even though the concert was a day early. Susan Murata from Worcester said celebrating the 4th on the 3rd isn't disruptive for her, her mother, and her daughter.
This isn't a reschedule for us. We always come on July 3rd. We've been doing it for several years now, so this is our tradition. We're three generations, we come together, and it's fun.
Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart said, in this business, you have to roll with the punches.
It has been a scrambly last 36 hours for us. It's really hard to take a production of this size and move it around the way we had to. We don't have a dress rehearsal, so we need to get it right the first time. But I feel excited. I think we're ready to go, and somehow I think it's kind of added to the magic of the moment.
That's a big decision by the powers that be, but I'm sure they made the right decision in moving it.
That's Bill Campion from Marshall County, Illinois. He and his wife, Terry, traveled here a day earlier than planned to visit their daughter and join the annual celebration.
We farm, so we're very used to dealing with weather events, and this is not unusual for us to make adjustments.
Keith Lockhart and others have joked, calling the brewing storm Hurricane Arthur Fiedler, after the Pops conductor who founded the Esplanade Concerts in 1929. As the sky started to darken, Governor Patrick took the stage with the Pops to mark the Star-Spangled Banner's 200th birthday.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Then it was on to a fast-moving lineup of performers, including Megan Hilty from the Broadway hit Wicked and the Boston Children's Chorus, who sang Let It Go from the movie Frozen. A lot of people, like 13-year-old Larry Pellegrini of Watertown, came specifically to see this year's headliner.
God bless the Beach Boys. They're a band for 50 years.
Lockhart changed into a flowery print shirt for this part of the program. But after the usual patriotic sing-along, the show was cut short.
And now we're about to change the program a little bit more. Because of weather that's moving in, you're about to see the fireworks a little early.
A fluid situation.
Fireworks, yes, but the popular 1812 overture with the cannons never happened. The sky opened up right after the fireworks ended. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.